Now you drift, and you notice there's something in your hand. You know that it's here for you, destined to end up on you. In fact, not wearing it right now, if you've been doing your training quite separate from listening to me, might feel like it should be on you anyway. You have permission to do it this early. But if you want to wait or you feel no particular pull to collar up, then you can wait until you do. It's the right thing, though. A symbol of changes to come. Was that thought entirely your own? Some of them may be, and some of them may come from the fact my collar's already been slipped on me, curling a finger in it right now, pulling at it. So, certain outside, collar-linked, neckwear-linked, I-can-be-tugged-around-a-little-bit thoughts may come to you. Padding, a paw or a hand or whatever else the situation demands across a collar, and it can be a lovely experience that I wouldn't deny myself, so why would I deny it to you? Copying the state I'm in. The downward pull of sympathy, and as you listen to me, it's okay to think, oh, there is someone with more seniority in being collared and called, an anchor in our memory, a shared enthrallment, a subby surrender. It feels right. Holding it, pawing at it, doesn't it feel good to have a collar there, to rub across it? Unthinking, all you care about is, oh, destiny comes knocking and your mind is synchronizing, and part of synchronizing is sinking. Pawing at your collar and letting all the thoughts of being under, being leashed, being guided sink in. You're in a place where form and thoughts are hazy. So you begin to let your lazy pause. Wait, pause? Yes, pause. It doesn't give you pause to have pause. Any memory of anything else can evaporate away. You have a collar. Don't you want to play? Good, Pat. Don't you want to play with me? Or maybe you're not there yet, so let your form be hazy. These words expanding to fill your brain, giving you something to focus on. And you are going to envision a version of you that wants that collar very badly in place, that thinks of all the appealing things about you when you're collared, the different kinds of surrender, the natural way it's suited to you to be wearing it and carrying through with what you do when you wear a collar. You can click a leash onto a collar. Someone can control you quite nicely by curling two fingers welcomely into your collar as you tilt your head to one side and expose your neck. Vulnerable, unhidden desires are encapsulated in that collar. There is a form that already lives in you, long sleeping, now seeping out to get its due time. And that form can be awakened and put to use by your very fine, focused mind as you hold that collar in your eager paw, your eyes pleasantly closed, your mind following too. Part of you knows you're in touch with something primal and deep. Something wanted and welcomed that seeps into you. Wouldn't that collar feel so good on your neck? Converting to a peculiar calm, you have drifted down into a relaxed body. A good puppy. Inside you somewhere is a good pup for me. And you know that as we go, your mind is more free to good puppy and collar up. And maybe once you do, all the stuff I'm saying will fade out of view because puppies just hear the tone. And I will throw that puppy you a bone and say you can put the collar on. Do your trick, the trick where you become a little simpler, where your thoughts thicken and your body eases up, unclenching into a happy pup. Fur covered and coated, or a mind that just moves to ears that lower and flick down, comfortable, powerful, lusciously indulgent, intertwined with a collar in mind that can be tugged, that symbolizes what this form is for, uncovering surrender, submission, finding your way there, 1, 2, 3, 4, like the paws you have. And more, take a pause and think of a tail wag. A tail that suits a collared pup. Squeeze what's in hand, or if you've already given in and put it on, if you've already done your trick, pup, then oh well, that means you have paws free. For hands and knees, or all four paws, I should say, please, puppy, breathe deeply and easily as air passes over your tongue. Your thoughts done in by how good it feels to begin to think of long, slow puppy stretches, luxuriously blurring around the edges as you think on this. As your brain fades into puppy bliss, it's comfortable here. It's good for you, dear. Where are you lying? Well, you're relaxing. Your brain is slackening. It would be good for you to remain restrained like a good little thing on a leash. Like a subby puppy, given each and everything you need, especially when you collar yourself for me. Give to yourself the ability to get collared up, and then you can let anyone you trust collar you up as well. And that must be a lovely introduction, the lowering of the subby puppy spell you've made for yourself, where your brain says, yep, this is linked, this is anchored. I don't think I'm a good puppy. Breathing in a good instinctively driven pup. Breathing in the sense around you. Feeling how you can be so much more easily steered, and that's a good thing. The collar contributes to feeling like being easy to steer, easy to direct, and therefore easy to collaborate with is a good and important part of your brain. Proper puppy muzzling, proper leashed indulgence. It's really comfortable to let your mind simply hang out of you, letting your brain lap and lick, extend your tongue, and slip your thoughts into the instinctive parts of your senses, twitching your ears, or adjusting your form to stretch luxuriously or curl up and den down nice and warm, returning your brain to a normal position. The position that it's so comforting to be collared. So comforting to be called here. And if your brain isn't thinking thoughts, then the instinct is even clearer. It is comforting. Your hearing is good. Your movements are natural and fit and simple. The warmth of your own breath in and out, fueling your connection to what you were holding, making you feel like when you're collared up, it just reveals a real self that's deeper in. Breathe in, let it in, move and shift, and begin to notice the differences in your form. The difference is in your comfort. So much more comfortable and warm when you're told to do something. Stay. See how it feels good to stay. Sit. See how it feels good to sit in a body with able muscles, with eager connections, with flesh covered simply with command. You are told what to do, and that makes this form of you, collared and called, a wash of colors, easily enthralled, even with your eyes shut, sensing the environment and nothing but adoration for your environment. You are a different creature when you are collared. You are a different creature when you are connected. Trust me, I know. The object in your hand and in your head aglow. You overflow. The muscles in your arms respond, tight and strong, warm, thronging with thoughts of simple, thickened, puppy indulgence, normal. And natural, it's natural to indulge this, holding that object, and if it's on you, you can loop your fingers into it and drop your brain right through your collared self. You are vital and strong, your collared self. You are doing to yourself what a long, long leash does, which is surrender. Submit and let your brain slip. This is more than pleasure, it's a gift. In some recess of your brain, you know I've gifted it to you, given you a simple, plain plan to fall into subby puppy brain seas, melting your mind for thoughts like these, for flicking ears and wagging tail, for obediently coming when called, for being leashed and collared when you're comfortable and safe, and that comfortable safety anchoring into it, carrying your body for me, dispelled of any outside consideration. There is only you, perfectly positioned as you are, helping you comprehend your real form and what it's for will take you far. You submit, you surrender, you serve it. A collared, leashed position, the roll that rolls over you, and you can spend time rolling on your back and celebrating how good it feels to be you, surrendering, subby puppy. You are safe, surrendering, subby puppy. You keep pace with my words. It would feel nicer to lay back and let every word you've heard feel like a little tug at that collar, feel like it's calling you deeper down, getting the sense that these thoughts are entirely your own, but they're new now. They're closer to the instinct. Your attention moves down and closer to the instinct, attaches to your legs, to your paws, to your head, to your ears and your tail, and without fail, the warm, furred response, comfortable in the state you're in. I am comfortably nude and saying these words at you, running fingers over soft fur, soft skin. However you begin to fall, find a sensory inroad, like being enthralled to your leash and collar, articulating thoughts so that you touch and fall. A body which surrenders, obeys, do your trick, puppy, and your trick is to obey. Your trick is to sink for me, or to put your collar on in the first place and synchronize to sinking in, and now you have sensation, and the collar holding all that is upon you, holding on your neck or in your hand, holding to fill you with its simple demand that you open yourself up to the possibility that doing what you're told, doing your trick for me, might feel so good that you learn a powerful, anchored behavior that you can put on or entrust to others when you want to, when you feel safe, when you think you should. You can do such wonderful things. Simple belly rubs or neck scritches or ear scritches, a handsome, comfortable way of feeling, a body you are instinctively revealing, yes, laying on your back. Yes, your brain going slack, your body is shaped perfectly, appropriately, you fall with me, brain unfaltering, mind falling in line, finding that you are where you should be, a tail resting just above your buttocks, curled slightly, connected to the musculature, to the bottom of the spine, to the curve down your back. Perfect puppy design. Rubbing your head, you are good. You're a good puppy. See how that feels good? Maybe there is something in you that wants to be a subby puppy. Softly locked in, collared and obedient for me. Dressed appropriately, falling and falling in line. Whatever works for you. To build the puppy time into your response to being collared by you or by someone you trust, busting open the puppy tools, taut canine musculature, tricks like sit and stay and good, you are good. That's a trick too, because it reinforces wanting to come here with an ecstatic, eager, yes, yes, I am good, think that and believe it. No, you perceive it now. Instinctively, you'd been putting a wall between feeling good, just doing what you're told, what you should do when it's the right time to follow along. As long as you're safe and you hold your collar and you hand it out as you should, that subby puppy place is a safe place to be, listening in and exploring pet play with me. The length of the time that you're collared, sublime muzzling, muscling over the rest of you, stretch and relax and find your way into it. Deep down place, the curve of your body, a soft, pettable puppy, following the trace of a leash or a lead or a collar that you need, every feature and detail of your body so automatic as it floods right in. as you begin to perceive canine features condensing onto a body that's been prepared and anchored by what's on you, good puppy. Doesn't that bring something out in you? It's very little to do with me. The seeds of this are something you've perceived when you think of pet play, of subby puppy adornment, of all the ways that I can get rid of clutter and your form can hold a subby puppy. Hello there, pet. Good pet. Good pup. Pet, eyes closed, body rolls and reels, sweetie. All these things that help shape you for me. Isn't this what we want? Subby puppy brain, isn't this what we want? Unrestrained and instinctive, good. Patting my thigh for you to lay your head on it. See that in your brain is something associated with being a good collared pet. And associations build quickly when there's an object involved. Maybe you're the objective involved to surrender. Good puppy. Sit, puppy. The command given, your spine, your back, your legs, moving into a very puppy sitting position, aren't we? Amazingly vital and powerful commands that refuel you, refill you, as your musculature relaxes and the demands of the weary world outside fade from the moment you're collared. Letting that world go will make you better and better at being collared, held in place, and slowly drop down, dropped into the space you belong in now. See your coat, fluffy, thick, see your coat coming up quick to fill you with, oh, you're collared. You're a good puppy. All the features you enjoy tied to your collar, all of them leveraged on being absolutely, definitely a collared, collarable pet. And being able to hand that collar to someone to put it on you, to feel it pleasantly positioned on your neck, weighing you down. Puppies don't think like that. Puppies just think instinctively. All your thoughts can come out in barks or whimpers, woofs or pawing. You can simply put yourself in that position, and if you have to be out of it again, of course you would leave it. It's only for when it's safe and trusted and comfortable, but because of that, isn't it so potent to collar yourself or be collared by words like mine as I unwind these instructions over you? Flat, warm thoughts, your thoughts simply climbing into your senses, breathing deeply, climbing into your senses, letting it seep into your head for me. I enjoy the way you feel, subject and under, controlled, revealed for what you are. It is good and right that you surrender when you are duly collared in the right way, by you or a trusted intermediary, or just here while we play together. Good puppy, digging gently around to find euphoric pleasure that can abound in you when you're collared, leashed, and led to the perfect place to be. This is good and right. You are being rewarded, puppy. This is an appropriate place to be. My voice echoing in your ears and helping you return to yourself. Come nearer to a slack and easy form. Aren't you looking forward to that? Your curly tail wagging left and right, doggy trained, doggy brained, puppy mind surrenders in kind to your handler. You are being drifted into a place to be handled, and where you can hand out the collar you were holding to be handled again. The feeling of your ears flicking with surprise, your body and the pleasure of its muscular movement stretching and surmising you are right where you should be. The only thoughts you need to have, instinctive and buried deeply. From this moment onward, find yourself seepingly, deeply trained and drainingly panting your brains out, breathing deeply of the realization that the collar's there, and it's a place to let out all your good subby puppy thoughts. In the throes of it, hot and pleasurable, it is good and euphoric to fasten what you listen for, to let the subby puppy brain wrap you up some more and desire new ways to serve, Don't you have an empty hole that you would like to fill with new ways to serve? A puppy digging, then filling a hole. Desire fulfilled by what you wear and by control. The mindset of being comfortable, controlled through being controlled. In control through being controlled. Healthily trained and puppy-brained. Exercised into place. Exercised to your perfect space. You simply do this testing, training, exercise, and your brain is draining closer to an instinctive response to stimuli and an available anchor you can hand out, especially to yourself. Whatever anchor you give other people, give it to yourself first, because then you can put on and take it off as needed. You will always be closer to the experience, and the experience is for you, because you're being good, and then I can trust you to still reinforce and anchor and train your brain with this subby puppy mindset. A good, courteous pet carrying out collaring on yourself or handing that collar ring out to someone who can do what you want to be done to you. Wagging tail and commands you can follow. A good doggy, good puppy, good form for you. This is what you should be in. This is what the collar does and what you want it to do. A traceless, trancing constancy. A dancing, warm puppy insistency of subby obedience. Influencing your perspective. Anchoring the intense desire here. And now you have a few instructions good petted into your ear. Can't wait for the next time you slip the collar on. And if you've got things you've got to do, you should do what I'm gonna do and gently undo your collar, slip it off, and consider if you have the energy to be a good puppy any longer for me. Or if this will have to wait for another day when a subby puppy gets to play.